What you feed your mind in the first 20 minutes of your day is setting the tone for your day. So when I wake up in the morning, I make a conscious effort to, you know, meditate or to listen to some motivational content that's going to like steer my day in the right direction. You have to be in control of what you're feeding your mind. So if you're jumping on social media as soon as you open your eyes, that's a no-no. Welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, a safe space for ambitious beauty industry creatives to have real talk, get real answers, and practical tools to grow their businesses. My name is Aquia Robinson, and I'm a makeup artist, beauty educator, and the creator of Friends in Beauty. I created Friends in Beauty to support like-minded creatives, just like you, on their quest to connect, network, and build genuine relationships within the beauty community. Join me every week as me and my special guests reveal the keys to success and longevity in the beauty industry, and most importantly, have fun while doing it. You ready? Hey, what's up? It's your best friend in beauty, Aquia Robinson. Welcome back to another episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast. I'm so happy to have you here with me, and I hope you're listening to this episode in high spirits and in good health. If you are a friend in beauty, I welcome you to join the Friends in Beauty Facebook community. If you're looking for a community of like-minded, ambitious friends in beauty to virtually connect with, network, and share resources, then click the link down below in the show description to join our community, and I'll be there to welcome you with open arms. Also, follow Friends in Beauty on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty. What I like to do is every Friday, I do something called the Friends in Beauty Friday feature, where I spotlight a different friend in beauty and their accomplishments. No matter how big or small you think it is, I want to shout you out and I want to send you some good vibes. So if you're interested in being spotlighted, use the hashtag FIB Friday feature and tag Friends in Beauty so I can see what you're up to and I can share with the community. Additionally, the Friends in Beauty podcast is available on several platforms. We're on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, YouTube, you name it, we are there. Wherever you are listening from right now, I just want to say thank you and express gratitude because I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Friends of Beauty podcast. And I would love it even more if wherever platform you're listening from, if you had the ability to leave a 5-star rating, a review, subscribe, comment, like, share, let me know what you think about the Friends of Beauty podcast. Also, click the link in the show description to join the Friends of Beauty mailing list tribe. My tribe receives everything first, all the news about Friends in Beauty. My mailing list tribe gets it first, and I also send out different resources throughout the week. So if that's something that you're interested in, join us over there as well. And then last but not least, share this podcast. Share the Friends in Beauty podcast with your other friends in beauty, your family, your friends, whoever you think could benefit from the information that is being shared. Share a way to help us grow this community. Now, on today's episode of the Friends of Beauty podcast, I want to talk to you about self-motivation. And this episode is for you if you've been feeling less and less motivated lately. And as much as this year, 2020, as much as this year has been very positively transformative for some of our friends in beauty, I'm also aware that this year has been very, very difficult for others. In addition to the pandemic and just, you know, our livelihood changing and everything like that, I know that this has been a very difficult year for a lot of us. And in addition to like seasonal depression, because this is the winter time now, seasonal depression, anxiety, everyday life circumstances, you know, that we have going on, it could be very difficult to remain motivated and uplifted. So I just want you to know first that you are not alone. This episode is for you because you're not alone in this. We all go through this from time to time. But to be honest, like, you're not always going to be energized and in a good mood. Sometimes you get tired. Sometimes you don't feel like doing anything. Sometimes you get bored. Sometimes you feel powerless. Sometimes you feel useless. But what do you do when you start to feel like that? You know, do you just let those feelings overcome you? What do you do? Or do you snap out of it? What do you do when you feel like you need to move, make action, make something shake, but you just don't feel like it? How do you get out of that rut when you know you can do more than what you're doing and you're not doing it? You're not satisfied with your life and you just get angry. You get angry with yourself because you know that you can do more, but you're not doing it. When those things start to happen, you have to learn how to self-motivate yourself. You have to learn how to self-motivate yourself. We can't always rely on other people, like outside resources, to give us what we need in a particular moment. So you're going to have to learn how to tap into those things that make you feel good and that's going to make you move. A key thing that I've learned as a makeup artist, or just being in the beauty industry or being an entrepreneur in general, is like you have to learn self-mastery when it comes to life and being in business with yourself. You have to continuously work on yourself, and you can actually, once you have self-mastery down pat, like you can actually transform your life wherever you are in that particular moment. You can change your life. You just have to learn how to tap into those things that's going to help you move. So I want to give you 5 ways that you can self-motivate yourself during difficult times, okay? That's what this episode is going to be dedicated to, because I know these are difficult times for people, and a lot of people have been feeling stuck during this year. They're not really moving and shaking the way that they want to. I know we all had these big goals. 2020 was a year of vision, and it still is the year of vision. A lot of things have come forward and everything. 2020 has still been a good year. I always believe, you always know, if you know me, you know that I always believe in finding the good and the bad, okay? It's not always all bad. Try to find some good in what this year has provided. But I want to give you 5 ways to self-motivate yourself during these difficult times, okay? So you ready? Are you ready? I think I heard you say yes. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into it. So my first tip for self-motivating yourself during difficult times is, number one, is to make a deal with yourself. Determine how long you're going to remain inactive. Give yourself a moment to sit in that feeling of being unmotivated. And when that deadline comes to make a move, make a conscious effort to move. Make a deal with yourself. Like, no matter how big or small it is, have a little reward for yourself that after you finish with whatever task that you decided to do, you can go for a walk, you can eat some ice cream, you can scroll on Instagram, whatever that deal is that you make with yourself, you know, stick to it. I did this when, I forgot what episode it was. I think episode 20, I talked about it. I think it was episode 20 when I dedicated the episode to my god sister that passed away, because after she passed away, I was super duper unmotivated. I didn't feel like doing anything for like several months, actually. So I gave myself a deadline because I had things to do, quite frankly. I couldn't allow myself to just sit and grieve for too long. I'm still grieving, but it just looks a little different. I could not allow myself just to sit still and not do anything. So I made a deal with myself. I'm like, hey, after this date right here, I have to do something. Like, no matter how big or small it is, like, just make an effort to move, okay, is what I'm just saying. Make a deal with yourself. Know how long you want to stay in that place, because, you know, if you stay there for too long, you will get stuck and it's going to be harder and harder to get out of it. So make a conscious effort to move, make a deal with yourself, and stick to it. My second tip is kind of piggybacking off of the first one, is to do something small to switch gears. Take a shower, do your makeup, take a walk, clean your brushes, as much as we love to do that, clean your brushes or clean your kit, whatever you have to do. Do something small just to switch gears, just to get yourself moving. And when you finish that small task, you'll feel more alert and you'll feel ready to go on and do the next thing. So don't always think that, okay, I'm unmotivated, I got to do this big grand gesture to know, you know, to snap out of it. Just start with something small. Wash your face, brush your teeth, take a shower. Like I said, take a walk, do something that is going to, you know, get you moving. Tip number 3 is to review your goals. Review your goals and the reasons why you're working towards them. When you realign yourself with your goals, you should get excited. If not, then you probably need to go back to the drawing board and think about your goals again. But the reasons why you're working towards your goals should move you. And if it doesn't, if the reason why you're working towards your goals doesn't move you, then your reason why probably isn't strong enough. So you got to go back to the drawing board and get that together too. Because if it's not strong, you will remain unmotivated and you will probably quit really, really easily. So really think about what is your reason why you want to achieve your goals? What is the reason why you deserve to achieve these goals? Okay. Is it your lifestyle? Is it because of your family? Is it because you want to achieve wealth? Is it because you want to get out of debt? Whatever it is, get back in alignment with your goals and the reasons why you want to achieve them. That is a surefire way to, you know, get you motivated again, because you get excited again. Sometimes when we're working towards our goals, we get lost in the sauce and we kind of forget why am I doing this again? I know I had those moments. I know I can't be the only one. I know that I had those moments sometime when you're just on autopilot and you really have to think about why am I doing this? Because especially in the difficult times when things get hard, you're like, why am I doing this again? Oh yeah, it's because X, Y, and Z. Okay, let me keep going, okay? You got to realign yourself with your goals. Tip number 4, tap into some motivational content on a daily basis. So I don't know if you've heard this statistic before. I don't even know if it's considered a statistic or a fact, but what you feed your mind in the first 20 minutes of your day is setting the tone for your day. So when I wake up in the morning, I make a conscious effort to, you know, meditate or to listen to some motivational content that's going to steer my day in the right direction. You have to be in control of what you're feeding your mind. So if you're jumping on social media, as soon as you open your eyes, that's a no-no. That is an absolute no-no. You have to be in control of what you're feeding your mind. If you're in an unmotivated state, majority of your thoughts are probably going to be negative. Let's be honest. It's probably talking yourself down or woe is me. Majority of your thoughts are going to be negative. So turn off that noise and feed your mind with positivity. Find some motivational content to listen to or a good book to read. Find out what resonates with you. Find out who resonates with you too, as far as motivational content goes. I love YouTube videos. That YouTube is my thing. So if you don't know who to listen to, you could just type in motivational speeches or motivational content or morning motivation, something like that. But some of my favorites that I love to listen to are Les Brown. I love Les Brown. Eric Thomas, of course. And Lisa Nichols. Those are my top 3 favorites to listen to. And that just came from, you know, constantly typing in motivational, uplifting motivational speeches, and then finding those people and their content really resonated with me. Some people whose motivational content will not resonate with you, but you have to find who that person is and just, you know, listen to it. And no matter how many times you listen to these motivational content, it's so many of them that I've listened to over and over again. You will always continue to have a breakthrough. You will always hear something that didn't quite hit the same way as it hit when you just listened to it again. So continue to listen to those things every day. Remember, the first 20 minutes of your day, don't be jumping on social media. Don't be checking emails and everything like that if you can help it, okay? Try to tap into that motivational content as soon as you open your eyes, because your brain is still receiving that information in kind of an unconscious state. Last tip number 5 is very, very important, which is to keep good company around you. When you have regular encounters with people who are motivated and positive, it will definitely make you not want to be the person bringing down the good vibes, okay? You don't want to be that person. It could be as simple as a quick video chat, a DM, a text, whatever it is. Positive and motivated people are just different from negative people. They always help you see opportunity during tough times, and they just have a different way of looking at things. You ever tell something, or you could share that you're not feeling the best right now with a person who's not the best at being positive, and they just make you feel worse, or they make you kind of justify the reason why you should be unmotivated. You ever had that before? You're like, that was not the energy I was looking for. I was hoping to feel better. So you want to surround yourself with good company. I have amazing friends. I have friends in beauty that turned into real life friends that, you know, I talk to on a regular basis. My girl Zena, shout out to Zena's Follow Skin Deep by Zena. We video chat quite often. We video chat. And then the other day, actually, just to keep it real, I had breakfast with one of my other friends in beauty, Zoe. And I was telling her, like, girl, like, I don't know if I'm going to record a podcast episode this week. Like, quite frankly, I just did not feel like it. Like, I was feeling unmotivated, and she gave me a little pep talk, and, you know, here I am. I'm recording the episode. So you have to surround yourself with good company, people who are going to just keep you uplifted just from their good vibes, too. And my bonus, so I said I had five, but then as I was going through the five, I thought about something that happened to me the other day that definitely got me motivated as well. So I want to ask, when is the last time that you took a headshot or some new branding images? When is the last time? For me, I want to say the last time, I think it's been about 2 years. So the image that you see of me, like the podcast cover image and like my latest headshot, I want to say I took that picture like 2 years ago. So it doesn't even feel like it was that long, but let me tell you, your girl took some new, I took some new branding images the other day. And let me tell you that it really motivated me. It really motivated me. One, because I was looking so fire. Like I was looking so good in the pictures and I was just so proud of myself because I started, you know, exercising during quarantine. I lost some weight and everything. And I could totally see the difference in, as much as I love my last headshot, it's just so fire. I could just see the difference in my body and my confidence and everything in these new pictures. And there's one picture in particular. I'm closing my eyes right now as I'm talking because I can visualize this picture. And when I saw this picture, I literally was like, this is it. This is the headshot right here. This is the one. And it got me so excited because in this picture, I don't know why I'm getting emotional. In this picture, I really saw somebody who looked like a boss. And I started to think to myself, like, whoa, this girl in this picture, she looks like she means business. I need to match that energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that picture made me say, oh, I mean, from the outside looking in, a lot of people always tell me, like, oh, you're doing this, you're doing so well and all that stuff. But internally, I feel like I could do more. I know I can do more. So when I saw that picture, I'm like, yo, this girl right here, she is bringing it. I need to match that energy. I need to figure out what it is. Like, this picture says something and I need to figure out how I can match that in real life, even though, you know, other people think I am. But I know that personally, I can do more. So maybe it's time to, you know, take a new headshot, take a new branding image or something like that, because that definitely, like, it definitely shook me up and got me like, okay, it's time to go back to the drawing board and brainstorm some things and figure out who this person is that's going to match this picture. Wait till y'all see this picture that I'm talking about. I cannot wait. I'm probably not going to share it till like the new year. But wait until y'all see this picture and you might understand what I'm talking about. But if you haven't taken any, you know, headshots and new branding images lately, maybe that can help you too, because it definitely helped me, okay? So let me do a recap of my five ways to, you know, keep yourself self-motivated during these difficult times. First one is to make a deal with yourself, determine how long you're going to sit in this. And once that deadline comes, make a move. Number two, do something small to switch gears. It doesn't have to be a big grand gesture. Do something small just to get your energy moving in the right direction. And then you can, you know, do something else small and build on it from there. Number three, review your goals and the reasons why you're working towards them. Sometimes we lose sight of that. If your goals are not motivating you, if your reason why is not motivating you, go back to the drawing board and figure out what that is, because it's supposed to get you excited and it's supposed to snap you out of, you know, what you're going through. Number four, tap into some motivational content. Don't be tapping into Instagram, your emails, and your text messages within the first 20 minutes of opening your eyes. Inject your brain with something positive and remain positive. Even if you need to listen to something throughout the day, podcasts work for me too. Tap into motivational content. If you need to listen to this episode again, tap in. Last tip, keep good company. Keep good company around you. Keep positive and motivated people around you. It just rubs off. You don't want to be that person that is bringing down the energy. Nobody likes that person. You don't want to be that person. So keep a good company around you that's going to, you know, keep the vibes high and is going to know what to say to, you know, snap you out of those situations. And my last one, my bonus, get cute and take you a new headshot or branding image and then match that energy of that person that's in that picture, because I know you're going to look fire. You're going to look cute. All right. So I hope that this episode was helpful. We definitely have to keep our spirits high. We have to keep ourselves motivated. We have to master ourselves. We have to master self-mastery. We have to keep on growing. We have to keep on going. Okay, it's not over until it's over. I know that these are difficult times, but you are not going through this alone. If you need somebody to talk to, you might want to seek counseling or something. If it's, you know, if these things don't work, this is not medical advice or anything like that. But if it's something that's deeper and you need, you know, more help, I would suggest going to counseling. If it's not as serious as counseling, tap into the Friends and Beauty community and make a new friend. Have an accountability partner that has good energy and good vibes too. Okay, so I will talk to you next week in another episode of the Friends and Beauty podcast, and I want you to remain motivated, stay uplifted, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Friends and Beauty podcast. Don't forget, sharing is caring. Share this episode with at least one friend in beauty and subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts so that other friends in beauty can find this show. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Connect with us on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty, hashtag Friends in Beauty to join the conversation, and join our Friends in Beauty Facebook community to stay connected. Talk to you soon.